Lawyers for a Tamil family attempting to overturn a federal government decision to deport them are calling for their immediate release from detention after a federal court ruling today. Now, the federal court rejected an appeal by the federal government and a cross appeal from the family's lawyers. The family, who had settled in Bilawila in central Queensland, will remain in immigration detention following today's developments. Karina Ford is the lawyer representing the family and joins us tonight. Karina, welcome.
Good evening.
What was the family's reaction on learning they'd be remaining in immigration detention for the foreseeable future?
Well, I mean, that was always a potential no matter what happened with the result, because the issue of them in detention is in somewhat a separate issue, as it requires another lifting of the bar to grant them a bridging visa. So that wasn't necessarily unexpected, nor was necessarily the decision based on the previous application. But they're relieved with the decision, because clearly it could have gone down on both grounds. But, you know, their life at this stage doesn't change that much in terms of where they're currently located.
What is their resolve, given the amount of time they've spent in detention? What is it, close to 3 years now?
Yes, that's correct. It's nearly 3 years in March. They're resilient, albeit I'd say it's wearing them down. And probably not a big factor is the older the children get, they're more aware that their circumstances are not normal, that living in such an environment, you know, having guards take you to school, not being able to run freely outside, all those type of things, you know, as well as having guards live around you, which is what occurs, is not a normal way of growing up. So the impact on the children, you know, may not be known for a long period of time.
Today you lost your appeal over whether the youngest daughter was effectively allowed to apply for a visa. Where does today's decision leave you, and are you considering a further appeal?
In terms of the second question of whether we're considering a further appeal, we are looking at that and have counsel also looking at that and haven't made a final decision relating to it, and we have 28 days to do so. So that's something that we're looking at. In terms of the result today, it reinforces the previous decision, albeit that it does indicate that the process that was given in relation to considering their removal was, you know, not fair and was scathing in some respects of the evidence put forward by the department and the government in terms of how it was handled. So, you know, there's certain good points to come out of that decision. Clearly also community support has grown even further than when the case was heard in October, partly I think due to the pandemic, you know, and people having an understanding about lockdowns and about freedom, but also the fact that this has now been nearly 3 years and, you know, the children, it's due to none of their faults. I mean, they were born in Australia.
Does a recent decision for detainees being released in Melbourne give you hope that a same decision might be made here?
Well, I mean, I guess that's a point I've made a few times today, yes, because it does show that this government can change its position on certain aspects. So, I mean, some of those detainees had been in detention for even longer, but many similar periods to this. And another exception is also that there's children involved in this case. So, yes, I mean, my position has always been that it's open for the minister and potentially the new minister, Minister Hawke, to reconsider the government's position on this case without having to necessarily change their overall policy position in relation to boat arrivals.
Realistically, how long do you think the family's legal journey has to go?
It's difficult to say. I mean, in some respects, it depends on what happens in terms of the position of the government. But it could be a long time or it could be quick. I don't expect them to be removed in the coming days, though, because clearly the order in relation to the one that we won, and I may be wrong, but I don't think that will be appealed necessarily, having read the judgment. is that they will be given the opportunity to respond to any information before making any decision to remove them, because otherwise it would be contrary to the judgment of the full federal court.
Karina, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much.
And that's the lawyer of the family, Karina Ford.